Well, good evening, folks, or good morning, depending on, I guess it's up to you to download the show and listen to it at your own leisure, at either the morning time, nighttime, good what have you. It's another beautiful night here, or morning, you know?
Or afternoon.
And it could be shitty out. I don't know. It's not live. Tonight, it's a little too hot. It was already starting to be fall. I was ready for it to be fall.
Then it got hot.
It got a little too hot on me.
You got a little calor, a little caliente.
Right. You know, we got the boys back. We're playing a little fast and loose this time. It went a little light on the notes.
There's only a few notes.
Your precious notes, Nick.
Yeah, okay. How about this? I won't say anything for 5 seconds and see how much dead air there is because I didn't write enough notes. And you can't do anything other than...
I think there's one thing I think I need you to say before we can proceed with the podcast. And I think you know what that is.
What's that?
You know what it is.
Do it.
No, I don't.
Just do the line.
You know while you're
just
famous.
Just do
now.
The line, dude.
For my adoring audience.
Yeah.
Do the people,
you know,
want to
hear it.
The people
more like 5 a.m.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah.
That classic bit.
He's opening at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. They're actually renaming Madison Square Garden after me.
The more like 5 a.m.
Yeah, they're naming it after the joke.
Arena.
And then subtitle, Nick Mullen, R.I.P.
Yeah, for those
and
of really, you, though, how dare you criticize the notes or pretend like the notes aren't absolutely fucking necessary for the show?
What?
No, they're necessary. It's just funny that they exist. I don't know.
Why is it funny that it exists? What? It's a podcast.
I appreciate it.
You just want to lackadaisically sit there and eat your fucking sushi.
We did 100.
What did you get? What is that? You got like
it's tuna, yellowtail, and salmon.
California rolls.
They're not California rolls. There's literally
no
vegetables in
it. You don't
even
know how to order sushi.
I got the maki combo C.
You got like a pizza made out of sushi rolls. Just a big slab of like, what is it in California? Like tuna and like cream.
Yeah, I think it's imitation
riff,
crab.
Jed. Get it. You light his ass up. Tell him about that pizza he got.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah. Ouch. Anyway, so congratulations, Nick, television and movie star. star of the silver screen,
yeah,
and stage. I think this counts as theater,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, dude, I'm getting the Tony Award for my starring role as myself. I actually
Can
played myself.
Can you just break down the process a little bit for us? So you got a knock on the door. It was an old Jewish man.
Yeah.
He said, need you. You're needed.
And I said, how did you get out of the basement? And then I realized it was a different old Jewish guy.
Different one from the one that's currently in the basement.
Yeah,
there's a in this building?
It wasn't the one I keep down there to make phone calls to the bank for me.
Nick is like doing like a reverse Schindler's List.
Yeah, old Morty. What do you mean a reverse Schindler's
List? Well, he was protecting Nazis by keeping.
Do you mean just
basement.
The Holocaust?
Yeah, yeah. The Holocaust.
Reverse Schindler's List. Hitler's List.
Hitler's List. Yeah.
Hitler's favorite list.
Yeah.
So Nick, so the old Jew came to the thing. There was a limousine outside. Stretch.
Yeah, well, no,
Hummer.
They skimped.
Skimped.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
They
got
an Uber XS. It's a bicycle.
It's just as good as a limousine.
You're gonna save a little bit of money. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, they said we need the greatest actor of our generation to play the more like 5 a.m. guy.
and the second thing is that they had a whole wardrobe department. I mean, this girl went to the Fashion Institute of Technology. She knew what the fuck she was doing.
They actually said to me,
and
please
you brought
don't,
the, you brought
they
your
said,
leather
please
hat.
Don't wear the leather hat. And I said, I'm telling you, this is a good hat. Just and I please don't fuck with this cord here.
I'm sorry.
That's the one thing I asked you to
It was
do.
Under this, so I moved it on top.
Okay,
so it wouldn't
that's
fuck.
Right. Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, Nick is the star, is the
of the
principal.
New Subway. I'm the new Subway spokesman.
Subway sandwiches.
More like 5 a.m.
More like five different kinds of footlong. More like five different kind of $5 footlongs.
I see where you're going.
No, you don't.
More like 5 year olds. Wow. Guys, how about that riff?
See, well, here's
good.
What you
you
like
house
you
for,
semi-ironically bail on the joke as if you're not making it.
That's
when
a
it's
bad
like,
joke.
They're all bad jokes. It's a fucking podcast.
That's the point of the show. Yeah.
What do you thought
to
this is going to be what
gusto?
Juvenile? So yeah, we only do this is we're creating Jonathan Swift comedy here. It's a podcast called Cumtown.
Yeah,
just make the bad jokes and enjoy them. Have
I did.
Good time.
That's enjoyed the shit out of
don't
that.
Don't back away from it.
I yeah, mean, like I enjoyed diving backwards out of that joke. It was
like
fun.
Last That's episode right. when Nick said, "Who made the game Marco Polo up?" And I said, "How about the guy Marco Polo?" Yeah. That was a good joke.
Deliver that with confidence.
Yeah, yeah, it's like you know, I delivered it with confidence. I'd been you know, I had that one in the barrel for.
That's kind of what we're missing with that stop.
Probably 28.
We all need to learn to appreciate the bad jokes more like Stav
it's
does.
True. Stav mm. is a big supporter of the bad jokes.
He is.
And that's why I miss him.
Bad jokes guy. You know, I missed him too, and so I did something about it.
What did you do?
In honor of Labor Day, I became a tech bro.
And oh, nice.
I automated skills. Stavros.
Do you call it the valley now?
What, your ass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, there I set
you
myself up
you know
for
what?
That one. Yeah.
How about instead of you saying that, I say, what, your ass? Woo! See,
yeah. I mean,
now
Stav
it's like
robot.
Stav's back. What I did was, is
you
I,
made an entire you programmed an entire iPod app,
iPad
app.
I literally taught myself how to write iPad software to replace Stavros.
Nice, dude.
Thank you. you know, and I thought it would be a lot harder than it was, but it was actually pretty easy.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. And so he can go to Greece all he wants. We don't fucking need him. I got this this iPad app here. So guess who's not getting paid next month?
This is
what?
Really this is really perfect.
No, fuck no, dude.
Yeah, well, it's
this
happening.
Is really perfect because I feel like this is the logical conclusion of Nick Mullen's life is that you're gonna ultimately replace everyone in your life with an iPad app.
Yeah, friends.
You're gonna die alone.
Just gonna turn into
because you will have turned us all into iPad apps.
See, I have yeah, these bitch. Are all of his fake laughs, so I can make him fake laugh at your stupid comment.
Can I get a little spin?
No.
You don't get to control the stop. Let me play with the stop.
Wait, let's redo this.
No.
More like...
Fuck no,
let me
dude.
Play...
More
I want to
like
play stop.
Five-year-olds.
Hold on. How about this? More like 5 a.m. More like 5 a.m. He loves it.
Wow. Stop's I feel like he's here. In the room.
He loves the app. Stop. Is it a good app?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I want to play this like on a Casio keyboard, you know? Like where
you have could, a Casio keyboard?
No, but you know those like where you can program it all to sound like different pitches of farts and shit.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
do you do for fun, Jake?
You argue with people on Facebook.
Drink.
Whatever, man. This shit's boring. Who cares?
Yeah. I agree, stop.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, you got owned there, man. Pretty bad.
Nice, oh, dude. Nice.
Not nice. You're not nice. Woo. I don't think so, Stav.
Woo. So Stav, no. Can I ask Stav some questions?
Fuck no, dude. A cupcake and a candy bar.
So how's the food been in Greece? What have you been eating?
Fava beans.
You've been eating fava beans?
Hell yeah, dude.
Wow, it's like he's really here. I've missed him so much.
Yeah, what else have you been eating, Stav?
40 Jimmy Dean sandwich burger or breakfast sandwiches. Oh, dude, hell yeah, dude.
Wow, that's 40 Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwiches, huh?
Hell yeah.
That sounds pretty good. What, like, how do you cook those?
Peanut oil.
Oh
that's
okay.
interesting.
That's healthy,
you,
so
you just put the sandwiches in peanut oil?
Absolutely.
You know, that's probably pretty bad for you.
Damn.
Yeah, you're probably going to, like, die early from just putting those breakfast sandwiches directly in the peanut oil.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It is interesting.
It's a good it point is. You bring up.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, you probably don't want to die.
Right.
So you should, like, you know, maybe make healthier choices, you know? So, like, for example, tomorrow you could eat...
Fried Spam?
No. That's probably not, you know, something good. Maybe something a little healthier.
Lentils and fucking rice and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
no.
Better.
Fuck no, dude.
Oh, okay. All right, well...
We tried.
Yeah, we tried. So what are you going to eat tomorrow, Stav?
Quadruple deck fucking burgers.
You fat fuck, Stav. That's so funny.
There he is.
Oh,
a boy.
God, that's the good old... That's a good old Stav cackle.
Woo, 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 woo.
Hell yeah, dude.
No, I don't like
put that one in there.
That's a sex one.
Yeah, I don't. He doesn't do that often, but I felt like it was worth it to have the.
What?
Am I Skrillex?
Right. Nice, dude.
Me too.
Interesting. I suck.
I like that one.
I suck. Hell yeah.
Yeah, so I think I should just stop playing with this.
I mean, I guess for the fans out there, you should just keep an eye out on the iTunes store, Android store. We're going to be selling the Stav app for...
Well, I was thinking I might as well just go ahead and make like a huge app.
Full Cumtown app?
Right.
Stav loves that.
He does. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out the right level of having him laugh. You know, you do the fake one, and then maybe that one. Look, in this one, you can hear Adam saying some bitch thing in the background. You hear him?
What did I say?
I don't know. Who cares?
It might have been you.
Whatever, man. This shit's boring. Who cares?
See? So we'll move on. I'm trying to watch that. What'd you guys do for Labor Day? Did you guys have any big Labor Day plans?
I feel like I didn't deserve it because I'm not really in the labor force these days.
Damn.
Yeah, thank you,
Stan. Did you do anything or no?
I didn't do anything. I took my dog for a walk and I painted.
Okay. I just argued with people on the internet and then went to sleep.
What'd you argue
about?
Yeah,
what'd you argue? What are these? Yeah, hold on. Let's get into that. I'm paying too much attention to the app here. The fruits of my labor.
Enough of your
That's
toys.
What I did on Labor Day is I
programmed Stav
to take Stav's job away from him. Meanwhile, what was Stav doing?
A cupcake and a candy bar.
Wow, Stav. Oh, you're going to kill yourself, man.
Absolutely.
I fucking love this thing.
Stav bot, dude. Stav robot.
Yeah,
I love it.
I, you know what? I had like a million more that I got so tired of fucking adding them all into the app.
Yeah,
because I sat through and I pulled like, I have like 50 more of these that he can say.
No.
Woo. Yeah. So
that's
I was hoping I would have it done in time. I might add some more tomorrow and then bring this with me. I'm doing Real Ass Dude tomorrow.
Oh, so Stav could be a guest too.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring the cool. bring the iPad. I'm bringing perhaps Stav.
You, Lewis.
I got one where he's saying he's fucking kids, and that
what you should have.
Yeah, there was a bunch of all the good ones because the thing was I was trying to get them all grouping. Like I have like all the laughs yeah, and bitch. Shit, all the yes, and I got all the basic stuff, and then the food stuff was the only like a primo selects that I had time to do.
Yeah, like the what's that again?
Quadruple deck fucking burgers.
Nice.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. Oh,
quadruple yeah, dude. Deck.
It's like, hello, Nick. You are. Quite good at turning me on, and then it's a picture of him already nude.
Yeah. Well, I don't like how much he's laughing at that one.
Yeah, he's laughing too much.
Yeah, I gave it too much credit.
Yes.
Well, anyhow, okay. I really need to stop playing with the app because that's going
to
be the next.
Put it to sleep. Sleep it.
the next 45 minutes of the show. I didn't do anything. What I did was I wrote down Happy Labor Day, folks. What did the boys get into? And then in parentheses, 5 minutes. So that meant that conversation was supposed to take 5 minutes, and according to the timer, it took 17 seconds.
Okay, so Jake, what were you arguing
with?
What
are you arguing with people about on the internet?
You know, just bullshit. Like the main thing is...
tell me the specific argument you got into with who, name.
And we'll tell you how to win.
Yeah.
Well, I'm friends with Norm again, but he's an idiot. Aside from Norm, I mean, I was just talking about how, like, Labor Day is this holiday that's, you know... created by like socialists and communists and shit.
Whatever,
and all these
man,
people that have been screaming about Bernie Bros. Oh, okay, I get it. I see what you did there.
No, I'm sorry. It's just
that was Stav, dude. That was,
no, that was good.
It's fun. Stav.
Go on.
Well, you know, I mean, it's very hypocritical that people, you know, screaming about Bernie Bros and shit for a year straight, and then they're like, Happy Labor Day, I'm having a barbecue. It's kind of silly. I don't know why. I'm arguing with comedians that I haven't seen in
so
years.
So your problem with Norman is that he's culturally appropriating hot dogs from hardworking socialists like yourself who are slaving away at the pizza restaurant.
They took the Jesus out of Labor Day.
That's what you got in an argument?
No.
You know what? I mean, I don't usually agree with Norm about that kind of shit, but that is a stupid fucking argument.
Well, I wasn't talking to Norm about that one. Me and Norm's beef is over Antifa, which he thinks are like reckless, out of control. The teens are calling it Antifa. Like, he's an old ass man.
Right, exactly. What's more dangerous? Some fucking like limp dick nerd that wants to put on a ski mask and knock over a dumpster, or a 50-year-old man that's driven drunk every single night of his life?
Well, that just means he's
since 1961.
That just means he's good at driving drunk.
Back when you used to be able to get your license at 8 years old in Frontier, Texas.
How about this?
Whichever flag Texas was at. Back when Texas only had three flags when Norm got his license.
Well, yeah,
How about this?
The roller coasters went up, man. It was a different time. Tear them down, bitch. Yeah. You know, you used to be able to drive and drink like you only have one beer open in the car, up until like 1980, but you could just get pulled over by
a cop.
You
could have one beer open.
Yeah, you just have a road soda.
In Texas?
Yeah.
Hell, we got to move there.
Yeah, well, we got to move to the past. Yeah, that's why they went back in time.
Yeah, well, in Louisiana, they still don't have future. They don't have open carry, so you can drive around drinking if you want.
Oh, yeah. There's no
open container.
Open carry is
guns. I always
confuse
open container and open carry, which, interestingly enough, is how I lost my license to carry a firearm, is by mistaking the two, by open containering and open carrying at the same time.
Yeah, you can't mix those.
So like pulling a Schlitz out and yelling the N-word at somebody, like threatening them.
Are you a cop? You have to tell me if you're a cop.
Dude, what about an all-black lady Antifa, and it's called Latifa?
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks, Stav.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I mean, Stav says you're welcome.
What if Antifa wore blackface?
How about this?
They do. They wear ninja shit.
Antifa, but it stands for...
Fava beans? Stop.
I don't know what that means.
What is that? Was he doing Silence of the Lambs?
I guess. What I don't know.
When did he bring up fava beans?
I don't know. He said it twice, and he said it like this.
Fava beans? Oh, man. That fat fuck.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Yes.
Woo. But the breakfast.
That's but not the even breakfast? I want but the breakfast in there.
Yeah, more like 5 a.m., dude.
Yeah, dude. I got to pull the audio from one of the live shows from his mic during his set and get but the breakfast.
Get but the breakfast in there? Stop's classic but the breakfast.
I want a soundboard that just says but the breakfast and more like 5 a.m.
Oh, man.
I think that's a nice little preview of your guys' arguments from henceforth. It's going to be you making fun of But the Breakfast and him doing 5 a.m.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. I want to get back to this Facebook argument. So who you were arguing with where you were saying that you're not allowed to celebrate Labor Day if you're not a communist?
Like every rich fucking.
By the way, I didn't know a single communist until 3 months ago. Suddenly, half the people I know are communists.
Oh yeah.
Well, most people weren't anything because there wasn't like a actual reason to really like. You were just they were just under the boot of the whole fucking system. Most people were just nihilists, which is fine. It was a perfectly reasonable thing to be. But there's like a different set of circumstances.
Whatever, man.
Now.
This shit's boring. Who cares?
Yeah, I get what you're doing there.
Yeah.
Woo.
Woo. Woo. Woo. Woo.
I don't know. No, I mean, let's not podcast about Facebook. That seems like redundant. And
that sounds fun, actually.
No, that's what you're supposed to podcast about. But here's the thing: is I don't care about
Norm added me back, and then he suggested Candy Crush to me after like this
a
weird
cupcake and a candy bar.
This whole fucking like falling out, and then heard me talk about it on the podcast, and then went like, all right, let's be friends again. And the first thing he did is start sending me Candy Crush Saga like
that's
requests.
A good bit.
I don't know if it was a bit though, because he did it to everybody.
Oh, did he?
I think he was just playing Candy Crush.
Mm-hmm. I like to ask all my ex-girlfriends.
Norm plays Candy Crush a lot. I remember like mentioning it to him one time.
So do
he
you.
Sent me a screenshot. I used to. I stopped playing Candy Crush.
You cut it out?
It got boring, you know?
Yeah, I'd be on the train trying to have a conversation, Nick, which is slowly pull Candy Crush out
you know,
of his
I'm
pocket.
Starting to think that Candy Crush was actually pretty good. Now that I'm remembering what I was using Candy Crush
you
for.
Ignore your friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the people are, yeah, absolutely. Well, you would agree with that stuff.
Yeah. Why don't you stop talking to an iPad as if it's a person?
I keep forgetting.
You know, I've been
I'm just the architect.
I've been playing one of those.
Like in the Matrix.
Like in the Matrix. Ergo, you're a faggot.
Ergo.
Ergo, fuck yourself.
I believe that was the first time I'd ever heard that word.
Yeah, oh, me too, for sure.
The Matrix.
I was like, what the fuck is ergo? And then I look it up and it's therefore. And I'm like, why didn't you just say therefore?
Yeah.
Remember Darfur?
Absolutely.
What happened there? Yeah. I guess everybody died.
Damn.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, I think it's better now. I've been playing one of those app games where you just convert different types of crystals to other types of currency and never actually play the game.
You've been losing money in Bitcoin. That's not an app game. You've just lost your entire life savings of the $27 in tips you got at the Chinese restaurant that delivers pizza also that you work at.
Yeah.
So speaking of food, there's been a nasty trend lately of people criticizing my food on Instagram.
A nasty trend,
yeah,
indeed.
Off limits, folks. Don't do that, okay? If I post food on Instagram, I expect positive encouragement. I'm a lifestyle icon, all right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm teaching people how to live their best lives.
Yep, you got to post pictures of food, views. You got to post pictures of vacations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what?
Just post an up close shot of a woman's pussy you're about to fuck.
No, a woman's pussy you're about to eat.
Who cares?
My sister was telling me.
It's a choose your own adventure.
Oh, it's like, you know, dinner.
I want to write a choose your own adventure book that's all, you know, but you stick one finger in, turn to page 9. If she's 5 years old, turn to page 27. If she's 28, you know.
Like an erotic choose your own adventure.
Yeah, an erotic choose your own
adventure. But if you don't.
Nobody's ever done
that
before.
It's child pornography, and then it calls the
cops. Yeah, it calls the cops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Thank you.
Why are you talking to the iPad like it's a real person?
I'm not. I am acting because I'm a professional
actor.
That's
what I was doing. I was acting,
too. You've never acted in your life.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
I've done theater
before. No. Fuck no, dude.
Stop. You don't know what you're talking about. Stop.
He does. He does know what he's talking about.
Stop controlling the stuff.
I suck.
No.
No, you're okay.
Okay, yeah. So don't criticize my food on Instagram. That's not happening.
You know what my sister was telling me the other day? If a girl, you know a girl, and she's on vacation all the time,
yeah,
and she's in the pictures alone, chances are she's probably a sugar baby.
Somebody else is taking the picture.
And then the guy also kind of wants to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
What is a sugar baby? You mean an attractive woman with options?
I mean a prostitute.
Yeah, this...
it's a girl that dates a rich guy.
It's like the counterpart to a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
Like women that just...
Yeah. Oh,
like,
what's the implication that rich men don't have emotions?
Is this because you're rich now?
Yeah.
You're defensive?
I'm a rich man. Yeah. Now that I think about it, yes, it is about that.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
Funny, because 3 years ago, you weren't singing that tune.
I'm going to celebrate Labor Day. I'm going to celebrate Labor Day as a rich man and enjoy my anti-communist hot dogs. So we got to talk about, we got plenty of news coming up at the B block, which we'll get to in a minute, but... DACA. Nobody knows what it stands for.
Yeah.
But
DACA.
People are talking about a bunch of white women with signs that say DACA, please. I guarantee you that was made. And somebody went to a fucking march with some big fat white lady with a DACA, please sign marching around Union Square. Oh, AAV is okay to appropriate if you're a fat white lady doing it for the right reasons.
Right.
You know?
I was at
If you didn't listen to rap until you were 25 years old, and then you discover the magic of, you know, Beyonce.
Common.
Whatever the fuck got you safely into black people that you think it's okay to use AAV both.
I was at a barbecue one time, and this white woman was like talking about how she got her nails did. And I was like, you know, that's funny that we say shit like that because, like, it's really, you know, it comes from like black culture and everyone just adopts it. And she just got really offended that I claimed that or whatever. And she just swore up and down like, no, it's actually, I say that like it's my own thing. I made it up. Yeah. It's actually grammatically correct.
Dude, imagine if fucking T-Rock from Trailer Park Boys walked into that party and how all those fucking woke retards would shit themselves.
Well,
what's that guy's name? Like, damn, Julian, like one of those fucking dudes showed up. They'd be like, you can't act like that. Only we can, because we tried for years to be Betty Page, and that didn't work. So,
so now we're Slay Queens.
Now I'm Baby Two Step on Twitter, and I fucking, you know, I have cornrows, and I talk like that.
Yeah, well, it's all right that you're racist, too. It's just like, you know, just own it.
Right,
just,
exactly.
Just be like, ah, I'm kind of racist.
The problem is,
you know,
that it's fucking corny and transparent. Anybody with, like, behavior where you can see the motivations and like they don't realize it's that transparent, it's fucking grating and obnoxious.
Yeah, well, it's, you're embarrassed for them, you know.
Well, it's kind of better to be autistic and be completely incapable of fitting in, so then you don't have to worry about doing that shit by accident.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
no, there's never been an autistic wigger. But what if there was? Yeah, yeah.
That actually, you know what, Jake? That's a good contribution. That would be like a good ass character for the show.
You want to try?
You want to take it away? You want to take it? I want to steal it from you.
All right. Okay. What do wiggers say? It would be like, yo, what's up, man? Y'all like I see where you're going with that.
You set him up, dude.
Well, it's shit or get off the pot.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I gotta do a good wigger.
Hell yeah.
I feel like the reason you offended those white women, though, is because they genuinely think that they stole that not from black people, but from gay guys who in turn stole it from black people.
Yeah.
It's all black women, then gay men, and then white women. That's like the human centipede.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Stav. Oh,
that was loud as fuck.
Yeah, I realized the levels were wrong on Stav, so I had to fix it.
Oh.
Because he was a little quiet before.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank God he's not quiet now.
Yeah.
Get that laugh going.
Damn.
Woo! Woo!
All right.
Well, yeah, you're right. It goes from black men to gay men to white women.
Black
Woo.
Women.
Woo!
Or, yeah, black women.
Because they're
women,
like the Slay Queen.
Woo!
They started it.
Yeah.
So, the real Woo. Bad guys.
To racist.
The end of it is just
unabashedly saying it.
Woo!
For fun.
What if Richard Spencer started saying like Slay Queen?
Yes, dude.
Oh, that'd be so fucking funny.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, that's at the right level out there.
Nice, dude.
Me too.
Nice.
All right.
I suck.
Me too.
I suck.
Me too.
Absolutely. Damn.
Okay, cool. I just need to make sure. He was losing his life there. I don't know how the volume changed. This is going to sound terrible when I fucking try to edit and upload it.
Why?
But whatever, you know, this is, you know what this is? This is called, you guys right now, everybody listening out there, you're beta testers.
Oh yeah, that's what they say in the tech biz. So Jake, they're getting rid of DACA, and you're a real authentic Despacito we got on the show.
Yeah, nobody in my immediate family is affected by this.
So, how do you feel though? That's what's important.
I mean, obviously it's bad, but like for someone who's probably got like one cousin that is affected by this, it would be very like lame to be like, as a deeply POC queer, I have a weird haircut, man.
Yeah.
I'm black now too.
As someone who recently got their nails did, I'm very concerned about DACA, please.
Yeah.
DACA.
D'Aca
was actually what I was planning on naming my mixed race daughter that I have in my head when I go around saying these things.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay for me to say I get my nails did. I have a fictional mixed race daughter that exists in my head when I show up to Labor Day parties.
Yeah, duh, Affordable Care Act.
That's what it stands for. Because Obama made it.
So, you heard it here first. You heard it here first, folks, from a real Mexican. He doesn't care.
No, it's bad. It's still bad.
He doesn't care.
You don't have to be personally fucking tied to every issue.
Because it doesn't affect his shitty family.
How about a DACA, but it's a Mexican guy going, I have to DACA sheet. Please, do you know where there is a bathroom? I have to DACA sheet.
So that is why.
I had the DACA sheet so bad.
Sav likes it.
He does.
Yeah.
So So, Jake, you don't care about this.
No, I do care. I just don't.
You don't care about,
care because
about not, the dreamers.
It's not about
that's, you know what? I don't like. I'm against it just because of that gay ass.
Yeah,
name,
why they have to give them
the
that
dreamers?
Name. I think that's yeah. Obama came up with that.
Yeah, yeah, no, fuck that, dude. Those people deserve not only to be deported,
Obama
but to have
like
their fucking underwear
movie.
Pulled up mm-hmm. through their ass cheeks and have their lunch money taken away.
Yeah, I'm a dreamer.
I don't.
Dude.
You know what? I don't want any dreamers in this country. Mm-hmm. Why don't you wake the fuck up and get to work?
It's because they like sleeping so much. That's why they're called the dreamers.
You finished that goddamn drywall and you started a week and a half.
You missed what Jake said.
Stop taking that siesta and dreaming so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, stop it, you lazy Mexican. They, oh no, they're not just dreamers.
You know what they eat?
Lentils and fucking rice and shit.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, that shit sucks.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, it's bad, but everything doesn't have to be personally about you posting and going, it's actually, you know, once I met a Mexican person and that's why I feel this way. You can just read the paper and mm-hmm. just be like, oh, this is bad news because it's a bad thing is happening to other
Absolutely.
People.
Well, just from personal experience, as someone that was almost beat up in high school by two Mexican girls. Stop cutting off my story. God, I'm trying to finish.
He's laughing at you for almost being beat up by women.
Yeah.
Now I'm laughing
seniors,
at you for almost being beat up by women.
They were seniors and I was a freshman.
Nice, dude.
Yeah. And they did that whole, why are you looking at me thing?
Hell yeah.
And I was like, I wasn't looking at anything. They're yeah. like,
are you guys dreaming? Did you dream your way into this country?
Yeah, they just sleptwalked across the border.
You know what's a good term? Anchor babies.
Yeah.
It's like a little Popeye baby.
Mm-hmm. A little baby that does the news.
Absolutely.
That sounds cool. Thanks. That sounds like a good baby.
I fell asleep in class one time in ninth grade, and when I woke
Me
up,
too.
There were just like a huge, like fucking just like 12 big ass, like bounce mm-hmm. girls just like mm-hmm. twerking on my, like around my desk.
In Houston?
Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
Oh, sick.
Dude, hell yeah, dude. Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
I mean, they were fucking with me because I fell asleep, but it was pretty funny.
Nice, dude. Nice.
That's a good idea for a movie, though, going back. Anchorman 3, Anchor Baby.
How about a movie called I've Never Been Twerked On? And it's like I've never been kissed.
Oh, yeah.
But it's about a guy that delivers pizza for a Chinese food restaurant. Goes back to high school so black women can
get to work on.
Run his face up and down their ass cheeks to Drake.
Yeah, and he's 30, and they're teenagers, and it's great. It's everything you ever dreamed of.
Yeah, that was kind of the premise of that movie, is she goes back to school and
to rape kids.
Then she has sex with children. It's kind of a fucked up movie.
Yeah, that movie should be against the rules.
I'd like to see a mashup of that and What Women Want called What 12-Year-Old Girls Want, starring Mel Gibson.
Yeah. All right. What about a reboot? Replace Drew Barrymore, Jared Fogle. Never Been Kissed, too.
Kiss.
Thank
dick.
You, Stoff.
How about... never taking a shit. I had never taken a shit in my life. That's going to do it for the first half of the show. Referenced here as A Block on the notes. If you look at the
really?
Notes, yeah.
We made a half hour on that?
That is 32 minutes.
Not
and
bad.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Word from these sponsors.
More like Damn. 5 a.m.
Absolutely.
And then we will be back with more Stavros Soundboard, folks. We got a big tech-heavy episode today. Stay tuned. Well, folks, you know what time it is. It's the Fashion Corner, where I go over my best fashion tips for you. As many of you know, I became fat in Los Angeles, and so I'm not too big on overwear right now. I'm more of an underwear guy. And I found a new company, Mack Weldon, that makes the best underwear I've ever worn in my entire life. They're better than what you got on right now. So if you're a larger gentleman like me, now just go ahead and let your disgusting body absorb your current pair of underwear and go to MackWeldon.com and check out some of their smart designs with premium fabrics and simple shopping. It's one of the easiest online shopping experiences you're going to find, and it's a really great product. Mack Weldon underwear is going to be the most comfortable underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, and sweatpants that you'll ever wear. I personally guarantee it. They have a line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial, which means they'll eat away. They've got some kind of chemical or they're antimicrobial. So if you smell bad, guess what? Not anymore. Get yourself a pair of Mack Weldon underwear. And Mack Weldon, they want you to be comfortable. So if you don't like your first pair of underwear, guess what? You keep it, and they'll still refund you, no questions asked. You got yourself a free pair of underwear, but you're going to love it, so you're not going to want to get that refund. So not only does Mack Weldon have underwear, socks, and shirts that look good, they perform well too. They're good for working out. You take them to the gym. You go out on dates. You sit around listening to podcasts, eating granola bars. That's how I gained 35 pounds, mostly sitting around. I look terrible these days, but at least I've got comfortable underwear on, and I got it by going to MackWeldon.com, and you can too, and you can get 20% off using promo code CUMTOWN, CUMTOWN. It's one word as the promo code, even though I would like to reiterate once again that CUMTOWN, the show, is two separate words. So if you're going to spell the name of the show, two words, but if you're using promo code CUMTOWN on MackWeldon.com to get 20% off, it's CUMTOWN. Thanks, folks. Woo! Woo! Okay, we're back.
Yes.
We're kind of light on notes for the second half.
Damn.
We got four doozies. I'm looking at the list right now.
We skipped Fitness Corner.
Oh, we did. We did skip Fitness Corner. I do want to talk about fitness for a little bit.
Hurricane predictions. We got more shit.
Yeah. The Fitness Corner, item number one is, Jake, do you exercise at all?
I ride a bike for a living.
You ride a bike for a living.
I mean, that's it. That's the one thing I do.
Interesting. Now, would you recommend riding? You have to understand, this is a lifestyle podcast.
Yeah.
People listen to this because they see our lifestyle, and they want to one day achieve that through, I don't know, positive thinking or treating girls like shit at the bar.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of different ways to become a...
obsessively, dementedly listening to just this podcast and then DMing everyone all the time.
There's many ways to become... what you do is you go on social media and you find someone to idolize. And it's got to be somebody that's a real piece of shit, you know, a real sociopath. You got to find somebody that... you know, probably went to jail for assault at some point and has a lawyer whose job it is to specifically erase every trace of that from the internet, you know. You post pictures of yourself on boats, you know, with guns and shit.
Yeah.
You know.
What's the guy's name? Blazarian?
Right. Blazarian.
That's what it was.
Is he Armenian?
I would assume so, dude. Armenians always have the dumbest fucking names.
Blazarian.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're the dumb. And you know who Sav doesn't like? Albanians.
Right?
Right. That's,
he hates them.
He hates them.
Dirty.
Absolutely. Damn. Right? Right? Ugh.
That's.
I hate that one so fucking much. That's Sav. That's Sav working out.
There we go. And we got some energy back in the show.
That's what we've been missing.
yeah. So, Fitness Corner. Jake, you ever do any like pull-ups or anything like that?
Not in a long time. I used to. Probably been about 5 years since I've done a pull-up, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I worked at the Grackle and there was that cage like around the outside of the bar, the patio, just do pull-ups all day, not check people's IDs, and just walk past
them. This is seriously so fucking funny.
What happened?
But, so I like posted a picture on Instagram of those BCAAs and a can of corn in the PlayStation controller.
Yeah.
Which, like, there's no reason to buy BCAAs. The only reason I have those...
What is it?
It's branched chain amino acids.
Oh, cool.
And, like, you're supposed to drink them, like, pre and post-workout if you're, like, training fasted, because it's supposed to help you, like, retain muscle mass if you're not eating while you're lifting weights. Mm. Or something like that. I don't know. You're supposed to do it if you're doing lean gains. Mainly why I get them is because, like... you know, you're supposed to drink a shit ton of water throughout the day if you're exercising. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't like the taste of water.
Oh, so you're one of those people?
I basically use this shit as Crystal Light. I mean, I drink a gallon of bottled water a day, but then that, I like the way it tastes. So it helps me get in extra water from the tap. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I drink like, you know, 4 or 5 shaker cups of the BCAAs or whatever. But I posted that picture and Blake texts me, "Yo, dog, do those BCAAs help for real? Been thinking about picking some up." Blake is addicted to crack cocaine.
I'm
not joking. Yeah.
When you posted your meal yesterday, he had a really good comment.
And what did Blake say?
I forget now.
Yeah, great job. Thanks, dude. Well,
maybe he said even your food is autistic or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds like a great own.
Stop. What do you think of that?
Yeah. Sorry, the iPad went to sleep. The iPad is in diabetic shock right now.
Well, it's stuck.
Nice, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I don't know. The thing about Blake is that he is not, he's clean from crack, but every time he quits something, then, you know, that shit where you're sober for like a week, mm-hmm. and then you're like, I'm writing a book and I'm into lifting weights.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And it all just like, you know, sort of culminates in like a huge bender, just breakdown, and you start doing a drug even worse than crack.
Crocodile
or some shit.
Okay, so he gets into Crocodile. Blake's
like
next thing,
Freon out of air conditioners and shit.
I just gave, because it's so funny, because it's like BCAs are probably useless. There's probably no reason for them. Like a whey protein supplement is pretty good, like if you need to get enough protein, but you're like trying to limit your caloric, you know, intake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to, like, if you're trying to, like, you know, only eat a certain amount, but you still need a shit ton of protein, whey is like a good way to do that. But for the rest, like everything else in GNC is bullshit. Like none of that shit works. They just make it look like it, that there might be steroids in it.
Yeah.
And then they get people who are literally on steroids to be like, I take this shit before working out and it gets me fucking pumped. And like the syringe is hanging out of their fucking lower eyelid, you know, and like, this is the only thing I take is NXplode 2X 911. It's the 911 BCAA supplement made from the jet fuel that literally melted. Fuck. Now this thing is fucking up because you didn't watch that cord, Adam.
What? I didn't do anything.
You fucking piece of shit.
Hell yeah.
So,
hey, good timing.
Thanks. You don't need Stav.
Yeah, I don't.
I can say hell yeah.
Yeah, you can say hell yeah. But I just, it's so funny that that's what Blake messaged. I look back at my text with Blake, is just me saying, hey, I'm in Williamsburg. Let's get a coffee. No response. Where you at? I'm in Williamsburg. Like once every 4 months, whenever I'm in Williamsburg, I'll message Blake.
Yeah.
Hats off to him. You know what? I don't know why he's asking me for advice, lifestyle advice. If you can manage to be addicted to crack cocaine and continue to live in Williamsburg.
It's the ultimate lifestyle.
2 blocks away from the Bedford stop.
From the train, yeah.
Right.
Not even shitty South Williamsburg.
Ah, damn. I had to move into some dump in Central Park West to fucking shoot heroin into my asshole. I have to shit out of my dick now because my asshole's just for heroin.
Yeah, but Central Park West, I mean, how'd you do it? You know?
I don't know.
Absolutely.
You guys don't know this because you don't know Blake Midget, but
I got to make a Blake soundboard.
He is an that is a really good impression you do.
He just talks like Krusty the Clown. Krusty without the makeup on, no sleeves.
Yeah.
Kind of used to be in a band.
I fucking ran into him on the street the other day and he was wearing like one of those sleeveless Japanese porn shirts. It's the gay Japanese porn. And I was like, yeah, I heard this is the thing you're doing now. He's like, I've always done this. It's like, no, you haven't. I've known you. I would have seen that before. Somebody told me you were going around wearing a Japanese gay porn shirt.
Wait, is gay Japanese porn?
Yeah. Multiple gay Japanese
just,
porn shirts.
Yeah, it's just.
He thinks it's funny, or
of course.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
when Jimmy Dean sandwich burger or breakfast sandwich.
Really funny.
When you're smoking crack, like I have always been, whatever the fuck you're doing for like that week, your memory goes back to very, very, like just a wall and then somewhere way back before you fucking smoked crack and shit. You know, he's just always been this human that is bartending in Williamsburg and cutting the sleeves off his shirts and shit right now. And I guess he told me he is getting into fitness because his band's getting back together or some shit.
Oh, right.
Sick. Yeah.
But last time his band got back together, he ended up living with like an insane Chinese. I think that's where the coke started. He's like, oh, my band, we're going on tour again for the first time in 15 years. And then he came back and he's like, this Chinese girl's moving in to be my wife. I live with this Chinese girl now who was a nightmare. Dude, no one liked hanging out with her.
She sucks.
We were all hanging out on the patio one night, just drinking, hanging out on the patio, like seven people. And she comes downstairs with a dinner plate with a bunch of blow on it, like a whole fucking like eight ball on the dinner plate.
Holy shit.
And she's like, who wants to do blow? And everyone takes a look at the plate, and then they look at her, and individually everyone's like, yeah, we're all right, I guess.
everyone just turned down cocaine
because they didn't want to
hang out with her.
And she's like, oh, okay. And then just goes back up the stairs, you know, back to the apartment by herself. Blake said he found that plate of cocaine just in the cupboard. She put it back in the cupboard.
She didn't even do the coke.
She didn't even do the coke. Yeah, that she got
just
shot
got it
down.
To hang out with people?
That fucking hard. Can you imagine that?
She told me I was gross for being poor the night I met her. And he was like, she sounds great. I also missed that fucking show because I was on a truck full of Krusties to try to get from New York to Richmond to see their band play. And I told them, like, the name of the bar is like, it's like Flamingo Bar or something like that. And they fucking showed up to some place called like Flaming Joe's or something. And they were like, it's great. They're just fucking illiterate, idiot Krusties. They also had like guns and shit. We're telling me about people they robbed. They're fucking morons.
The hobo lifestyle.
Yep. Getting on the freight trains with your bindle.
That's something. That's what you aspire to be as a 20-year-old comic, is some guy that has to ride trains to gigs.
As a truck.
And hang out with fucking, with Krusties, armed Krusties.
Legitimately, in your comedy career, when you upgrade from Megabus to Amtrak, that is a
That's
level.
Bigger. That's bigger than flying. Because when you fly to a gig, it's because you have to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when I first started like featuring, and you would fly, and then you would like almost break, you know, you make $200 for the weekend, mm-hmm. after that you take the cost of the flight out of the pay from the club,
right?
But it was like, felt pretty cool to be in the airport on like business, and mm-hmm. the business being that, you know,
to
I'm a comedian, and then you jam into like a fucking Spirit, you know, economy seat.
They charge you for wearing clothes,
right? Yeah. You just have to wear one pair. You have to ride Spirit naked.
The clothes cost money.
Yeah. It's extra money to speak Spanish. Please do not speak Spanish on Spirit Airlines.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I suck.
Me too.
There's two stops now.
Interesting.
The plot thickens.
It does.
Oh, yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
Woo! So...
I know a guy who took these fucking supplements, but I can't remember what the one was called that was big like 10 years ago, but it was like,
no, explode.
It just turned your muscles into, they would just retain water, so you would just look jacked, but you're just like,
creatine.
Yeah, it's creatine.
Creatine works though.
Yeah, but what happens when you stop taking it? Doesn't it just deflate you?
Yeah, you deflate, but what creatine helps with is it like, it gives you, like it helps you recover faster, and then it gives you like more energy in the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some study that says it helps your muscles like synthesize ATP faster or something or whatever.
Can you take it just for your dick? Is that possible?
No.
No interest.
That's a Stav question.
Hell yeah, dude.
No, that was good. That was good.
That's what we need.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because Stav's dick doesn't work.
Nick presented me with a gift. The first gift I think you've ever given me.
That's true.
Interesting.
I now have a weight belt, which I definitely will be too. All right, stop. Will be too embarrassed to wear in the gym.
I gave Adam a weightlifting belt because he hurt his back doing deadlifts. So Adam has a belt now to maintain his intra abdominal pressure while he deadlifts that little pink 5-pound dumbbell.
Yeah. So your organs don't pierce through your abdominal wall. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt Stavros.
He's laughing at Adam.
Oh, he's laughing at you making fun of me. Yes, dude.
Right?
It's just Adam's gay.
You know?
I wish I had him. I should have gotten him saying Adam's gay.
You know?
That would be better. Don't keep your fucking hands off Stop's face.
Let me play.
Don't touch Stoppers.
I want to play.
Keep your hands off Stop.
I love that that one was short laugh, and that was about 4 seconds long. Yeah, yeah.
Well, listen, here's long laugh. And then the cackles are the best ones.
7 cackles. That's a good one. The cackle number 6, that the last one you played, the one
cackle 6 is an add-on. So the rest of these, that one's an accoutrement. So here's cackle 4.
Cackle 6 like is that. After you said something racist.
No. You do cackle 3. And then you punch it with cackle 6. So it's
right, that's the one where it's like
you really crossed the line. Yeah, you know?
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, see? And then there's different
hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
And that's as he gets tired throughout the show.
Yeah.
So
hell yeah, dude.
Yes, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Oh yeah, dude. Oh yeah. Oh dude, hell yeah, dude. Oh fuck yeah, dude. Yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yes. You know?
Woo!
So
great. So that's going to be on the Android and
I don't know how to make Android apps.
Yeah, if you really should be listening to Come Town on
Apple products. See why it would be that difficult. And I only wrote this for the iPad. I guess it would be pretty easy to make it universal. But what I need is an Apple Watch app.
Mm-hmm.
Stav on the Apple Watch.
Yeah,
maybe I'll do that next.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make him into Siri?
Holy shit, that would be pretty fucking sweet. Be like, hey Siri, what's the weather today?
A cupcake and a candy bar.
Hey Siri, what movies are playing?
Fried Spam, Peanut Oil, 40 Jimmy Dean sandwich burger or breakfast sandwiches, quadruple deck fucking burger, lentils and fucking rice, a cupcake and a candy bar. Fava beans.
That's the fucking funniest one.
Yeah, I wish I had one that I pulled from the episode that I took all these from, where he just goes, Billy Joel.
Oh man, I wish that was on the app.
Yeah, I don't know. I ran out of time. I had to fucking go do a bunch of shit.
I was walking past like some Puerto Rican dude the other day. He said the most fucking Puerto Rican shit ever. Some angry guy was just
bring that pussy over here so I could cheat on it.
Yeah, he just said,
is that it? Is that the most Puerto Rican shit ever?
I mean, pretty much. He was just wearing a wife beater, looking all angry, and he just stood up to no one and just went, my cousin! It was just like a part of a sentence that had nothing. Like, what about your cousin? Furious either at him or something happened to him or something.
Yeah.
Just stared into the wind like a fucking pit bull.
Yes.
My Puerto Rican neighbor, Victor, has been using our garbage can, guys.
Hell yeah.
For what?
For throwing out his food, dude. His Puerto Rican food. Interesting.
What kind of food?
You know, Puerto Rico.
Fava beans.
Whatever, man. This shit's boring. Who cares?
All right. Let's go back to the notes. There's a new Uncharted game coming out.
Uncharted?
Interesting.
Uncharted is like the Indiana Jones one?
Yeah, but this one has a girl in it.
Oh, sick.
No. Fuck no, dude.
That's right.
Stop.
It's canceled.
You should think more.
Yeah, actually, Stav wouldn't agree with me on that. He doesn't get on board with the all right stuff. He's all about, you know, he would say, a girl, maybe I could eat her pussy.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's more his speed.
That's absolutely woke.
Yeah. So that was all about eating pussy and then somehow pretending it's a type of feminism.
Woo!
Fuck. Hillary has a new book out where she blames Bernie Sanders for being unfuckable.
How many
fucking books is this bitch gonna write?
Absolutely.
She's got like one every fucking 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Damn.
That one book is just like, I owned slaves, chapter 7, and then to like put it out.
Yes.
It's funny how like nobody caught that for like a year.
They didn't catch that during the election. No, Donald
that
Trump
book came out in like 1996.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, it wasn't It Takes a Village. That was a different book.
No, it was I Own a Village.
I Own the
Yeah. It takes a village for me.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, dude. Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Jake, have you read any of the Hillary Clinton books? You seem like you hate Hillary enough to read her books.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would hate read her books. The new one that everyone's pissed off about isn't out yet. So it's just that a screenshot of a page came out where she cited a Facebook post that was like, Bernie wants to give you a pony, and the pony is not realistic. Remember? And then Hillary's like, well, guys, maybe, like, no. And then it's very, like, very, it's retarded fucking Facebook post. It's
apparently, remember those posts? It was like the blue background with the thing on the bottom. It was
yeah,
like the Hillary version and the Bernie version. Yeah. Then somebody, I forget who, they wrote that fucking, like, Medium post. It was in all capital letters, and it was like, that's your fucking point? Is that she's not cool? Seriously? Yeah, I'm fucking using all caps because I don't give a shit anymore. You know, it's like girl power time. We need
the gloves are off,
right?
Caps locks on.
Yeah, exactly.
Keyword.
And it's just so funny that those people didn't get it. It's like, no, the point isn't that she's not cool. It's that her whole campaign is centered around being cool, and it doesn't work.
Oh, no.
That was the whole fucking point, is that she's the cool mom, and so trust us, she's cool. That's why that fucking Onion article was so good. The one that was like, I'm fun, by Hillary Clinton. It's like, I am fun. I both enjoy having fun and producing fun.
Yeah. Well, that's what she was all about, was like trying to brand herself to not talk about, you know, her actual policies, because there's shit that people don't fucking like.
Whatever, man. This shit's boring. Who cares?
Yeah, North Korea point. Has a hydrogen bomb they've tested in an underground cave. That's pretty cool.
Whatever, man. No, who cares?
Are you fielding phone calls right now, Adam?
No, I just silenced a phone call because we're on the podcast.
Phones away while we do the show.
Yeah, phones away.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah. No chewing gum.
Adam likes to look at gay porn on his phone while we're doing the show.
No, I don't.
Interesting.
Woo!
Yeah, I look at straight porn.
Me too.
Fava beans.
That's not straight porn, Slav. That's food.
No, it's not. It's straight porn.
Whatever, man. This shit's boring. Who cares?
So
North Korea's got a bomb.
They've got a bomb.
And Trump has been...
Yes, dude.
Yeah, it's cool. They just did a hydrogen bomb test, and Trump is now saying that he might put sanctions against any country that has any relations with them. And that would include China... And South Korea, I guess?
That bomb can only reach L.A.
What does he have? South Korea is their enemy. North Korea doesn't have any bigger enemy than South Korea.
How that works. I think that it's like a, you know, he didn't necessarily serve in Vietnam, but it's a very Vietnam-style logic where he's like, you know, back when you were in the shit, okay, you couldn't tell the difference between Charlie and who was friendlies. You got to kill them all. You got to mow them all down.
And they're all named Charlie for some reason.
Yeah,
and they're all named Charlie. American, I don't understand why.
Name.
Yeah,
they're the fuck. The Leroys are coming for us. You know,
what's that short for? Victor Charlie.
Charlie was
Charlie Hebdo, I think.
Yeah.
There
is a new Charlie Hebdo that dropped.
The story of where Gook came from is so funny.
Where did that come from?
It's because like America, the word American in Vietnamese or something, or maybe it was Korea. Is like me gook, so Korean people would say me gook, and then the GIs would be like, okay, gook.
Damn, they were cavemen.
Yeah.
Damn,
I can't remember what languages. I asked somebody in high school, and they were like, it's Hakwai and Bakwai are like white person in the N-word.
Didn't you say you went to school with like some Korean kid? Dude, his name was like suck my dick.
I a bunch of them. I went to Korean school with these two Chinese guys. They were identical twins, and they were both named Dong. And no, they were both named Dung. And like they would. There was one of them was like real
substitute
effeminate.
Teacher. Like, oh, I think I'm gonna butcher this. Shitty faggot. Yo, that's me. I'm shitty faggot. This is my twin brother. Shitty faggot.
And they were both.
We have same name.
They were both.
Am I saying it right? Are you sure? It's shitty faggot. Yeah, that's shit. That's my name.
Very honorable.
S H I T T Y.
space
F-A-G-G-O-T.
Yeah, they were both super jacked, and one of them was like real into fashion. They're also like, they would throw each other around like acrobats and shit, and one of them was like real shifty and like into gambling, and he would just like sidle up to you in the hallway and then throw down this mat that had like all these different farm animals faces on it.
What?
And then these dice, and you throw the dice down under a cup and throw dollars on the thing, and if you would put like dollars down, I'm like, I'm thinking I'm gonna get three pigs or three chickens or whatever. It was fucking
based
weird
on what their role was.
Yeah, but it was this insane like Chinese gambling system that I've since never seen.
Yeah, celestial gambling. Jesus, roll. You rolled two ones and he goes, slant eyes.
Box cars. Ugh, get to work.
Show me number seven. Rookie number seven.
Yeah, claps.
I've never played craps.
I used to deal it, and I don't really even remember how it fucking works.
I told somebody that craps was a fake game they made up for the movies because all the games in Vegas are copyrighted, so you can't shoot them without paying royalties to Vegas.
It's not true.
Yeah, of course it's not true. What part of I told
someone that? Okay.
God damn it, dude.
That's not true.
You're talking shit about Vegas.
That's
dude.
Not fucking true.
I'm a red.
I've got a tidbit.
I'm the come
whatever, man.
Vegas,
this shit's boring. Who cares?
No, shut up. Stop.
Who wants to hear? Does anyone want to hear Adam tell a tidbit about Vegas?
No, fuck no, dude.
Thank That's rude. You.
I agree. Second stav.
Woo.
Thank you, first stav.
How many stavs are there?
Absolutely.
Me too. Me too.
Nice, dude. Nice.
Oh, there's
nice.
Too many stavs.
Nice. Nice.
No.
They're replicating.
Right,
up the room
right.
Very quickly. Fat.
This is gonna be super listenable.
What?
people are gonna love this.
I look. I'm getting into making music.
A cupcake and a candy bar,
and you should appreciate it.
Fava beans.
That's a hot track right there. You've been in the stew.
I am, dude. I'm the next. I'm Stavex.
You lived in Vegas.
I grew up there.
Damn.
Yeah. His parents took a gamble. And they bet on not gay and they lost. The big gamble is figuring out how to make our son not gay.
I love how you make my dad
roll the dice.
You make my dad Steve Irwin.
Oi, Crocky, it's me. Adam's dad. Adam, I've got bad news. If you turn out gay, you're out of the family.
The family.
I'm sorry, Dad. I'm dead.
George, but Bill Clinton. I'm Bill Clinton.
Dad, it's me, Adam.
I'm 5 years old and I'm gay.
Adam, it's me, your gay son, Adam.
Wow, that's really good, Nick.
I guarantee you, I will stop being gay by the time I turn 30.
Yeah, I did not have sex with that woman because I'm gay. I have sex with men.
I have never had sex
Al Gore.
With any woman ever.
Because I'm gay. Because I'm gay.
She said her name was Monica Lewinsky, and I said, is there any way you could introduce me to a Montel Lewinsky? A Jewish black man. I'm trying to suck a Lenny Kravitz style dick. That's me. 14-year-old Adam Friedland. And I guarantee you, I will... I will be straight by the time I turn 32 years old. I promise.
Hell woo! Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh yeah.
Damn, that was a really that was a good bit. It was me as a gay 14-year-old Bill Clinton.
Hell yeah, dude.
That was good. That might go in the classic file.
Yeah. Well, let's wrap this up. It's back to school coming up.
Yep.
With some cool. I spelled cool with a K here.
That's good. That's good. Plan.
Cool things to buy your kids for school. Why don't you raise some tech kids? Get them an iPad. Teach them how to fucking program.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what. Yeah. We had to get TIA 83s for school when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I learned how to program the TI-83, and that was the beginning of me becoming a faggot, you know?
Did your mom take you to get a new outfit?
No, never. I wore never sweat. Had a new I outfit. Wore sweat suits.
You never got like
you guys
cool,
have to wear.
Never had fucking.
You never got a.
I remember all
shirt?
The shirts. And when I was in eighth grade, all of the shirts I had. First of all, I mean, I just had shirts from like elementary school on. I just collected mm-hmm. shirts, but all of my new clothes for that year was like one of those like tourist, you know, like places like on, in the streets in DC. Mm-hmm. Where they have like T-shirts that say Washington D.C.
They're like FBI.
They were throwing out those shirts. They were getting rid of them.
And your mom.
So it was like $5 for like 10 shirts, and I had like 9 different shirts that said, you know, like 10 shirts that just said yeah. Washington D.C.
Did you wear like a female body inspector shirt?
I did. I still have an FBI shirt.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. It didn't say. It just said FBI on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But you know what that stands for?
It stands for female body inspector. I said that to somebody one time, and this cooler older kid was like, "Have you ever inspected a female body?" And I was like, "No." I don't like how hard he's laughing at that.
Damn.
Yeah, he's laughing.
Did you ever have to wear the polo shirts and the khakis and shit?
No.
You ever watch The Wire? You know they wear those like weird maroon polo shirts?
Oh, yeah, like
shit.
Uniforms?
Yeah. We had to wear that shit. And it was fucking funny because if you showed up and you weren't wearing like a belt, they made you wear like a cord, like Jimbo and shit. And,
like an extension cord?
Yeah, like an extension cord. And like... If,
hell yeah,
but it didn't matter because like the idea is to like make it to where everyone's equal to like, you know, because it's embarrassing if someone's dookie and they don't have like good clothes or whatever. But like there was, I mean, it was just like giant fucking bullies just dressed like weird, you know, preppy fucking mm-hmm. like yacht guys. Just like there was this giant black kid in middle school who was like, I don't know, like 7 feet tall or something, and like eighth grade, and he would just run into class and just like flip your desk over and just go chop. He just had like a catchphrase, which is chop, and then he switched it to slice halfway through the year, and it changed everything. It was fucking tight, man.
Dude, there was
they all look like nerds though.
There are these two twins my sister's year that like, you know, like when you're twins.
Whatever, man. This shit's boring. Who cares?
Stop. That's me.
What are some cool things to buy your kids for school? Going back to school.
Pot.
Yeah, that is a cool thing.
That
to
is
buy
a cool thing to buy your kids.
Condoms.
You know what? I think
it's funny when somebody gives their kids.
If I had a daughter, I would buy her one of those long, slippery ass dildos. You know, one of those 17-inch, just blah 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 blah. You know, this one's just shaking people like a wand, so it fucking binds up as it's going into her pussy for the first time. She goes, "Dad, why'd you buy me this?" I don't know. It's back to school.
I want your pussy to feel good.
I didn't really do well in school. I kind of figured things out on my own. So.
Yeah, that's true.
You're gonna have to. You know what? You're gonna have to figure things out on your own. Here's a dildo.
Nick, were you ever like those kids that were like, I don't need a backpack, I'm just gonna carry the books? Do you ever do that? You seem like one of those.
No. You know what I would do is I would get assigned my books. I would put them all in my fucking backpack. I would never do any work. I have no idea. I never used a locker.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea where any of my lockers were.
Uh-huh.
And then I would just walk around with an additional like 50 pounds of unused books.
Yeah, why
in my
do we
bag.
Do that to kids?
I don't know, dude. My back's fucked up now, still.
Yeah.
I still have like chronic back pain.
Yeah.
My parents
really tried to sell me on the rolling backpack. They're like, it'll be so much better for your back. And I'm like,
not when somebody fucking kicks your back in half.
Yeah, you get your ass kicked.
just rapes you with a broomstick because you're a fucking stupid backpack.
Yeah, that you used to kick the kids.
As a gay 14-year-old, there's nothing I would love more than a rolling backpack. I would love to march directly into the girls' locker room, which I use with my brand new rolling backpack filled to the brim. With those long slippery dildos. The ones I like.
The slippery? The adjective slippery is so funny in that
Dear guy. Dad.
Yes, Adam!
Can I have that dildo?
Ethan, what are you doing in there?
Nothing. Certainly not inserting a long slippery dildo directly into my ass.
Never you can mind. Speak. Go ahead. You're allowed to speak.
No, it was
small
be a stupid,
Bill Clinton's very funny. He's like 4 feet tall. Yeah. He's saying this shit. He's like looking up at you, but doing the thumb thing still.
Yeah, yeah.
And wearing
you guys
suit.
Can't see. I'm doing the thumb thing, which where you point through with your thumb through your index finger.
Yeah, that was,
which seals the Bill Clinton
the
impression.
The proctology thing. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
how you do it. You gotta have it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Fava beans. A cupcake and a candy bar. 40 Jimmy Dean sandwich burger or breakfast sandwiches.
More like 5 a.m. Whoa. That's.
Whoa.
And that's that the synergy. End of the episode, wow. folks. Thank you.
Absolutely. Damn.
Fava beans.